Brighton Festival 2017. All of the news, reviews, and what not to miss at Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.
Now, on yesterday's Brighton Festival special here on Radio Reverb, I had a word with Nick Sandiland, who brings his piece, The Hum, to the festival. Now, I hesitated because it's an app for your smartphone, but it is also half cinema, half reality, and it includes specially composed soundtrack. And you go along to different locations, and then thanks to your app, you can experience the location in a different way than you normally would. Now, I tried this out today. I had went to a couple of locations on the station and actually thought it was a really interesting experience. But before I say any more on that, Holly Simpson and Alicia Theobald, our reporters, have hot-footed it into the studio, having downloaded the
They're
Hum.
Damp. They're very damp, it has to be said. It's damp-footed into the studio.
Caught in the rain. They've downloaded the app and they've given it a go. So tell us what you did and what's your first impressions.
We didn't go to all of it, we went to a few, and it just gives you a different way of thinking, and it's really strange because you don't think about how people walk, and then you've got this person in your ear going through every little detail about it, and then it really gets you thinking, and you have a completely different outlook, I think.
So tell us exactly what you do at a location.
Well, we went to one of them at the train station, and it was at the photo booth, and you had to go and sit in the photo booth, and all you could see was a reflection, and it was very like you and the person talking, and it was very intimate, and I was a bit like, oh, this is really creepy, because it would be like, don't smile, look straight ahead, take your glasses off, and I was wearing my glasses at the time, and it was really freaky, and I was like, oh my gosh, he knows. They know everything.
Yeah, because I was with you, but because I was listening as well, I didn't think I was with you. I obviously was aware other people were around me doing the same thing, but because I was so into listening to exactly what this man or this woman or whoever was saying, yeah, it was great.
So can you see a whole bunch of other people wandering around, obviously doing the same thing as well? You're getting the kind of feeling from them, like, where are they? What are they doing? They've just done what I just did.
We went to Tesco's, and we were watching the automatic doors open and shut, there was a guy that came up, and he was literally standing there, and we were like, we're obviously doing the same thing. And we had like a little weird eye contact moment.
Just a little moment.
And that's the point, because we've mentioned there the station, and the other locations are such as the doors at a supermarket, the escalator in a shopping centre. And I was fascinated by how it did really work for me, stood there with a voice in my ear and the music talking about a scene that I knew wasn't the scene they would exactly have seen when they wrote that script. But it worked, and your imagination comes in as well. So it's interesting how reality interplays with what they've given you as the sort of poetry or the story.
Yeah, I think that worked really effectively. Yeah. It was just really intimate, but yeah, we saw loads of people doing it. And there was one in the toilet as well, another really ordinary place that you don't really think much about when you go. But yeah, I heard someone we spoke to at the event said that she found it really weird. She voiced some of the ones as well, so yeah, I think it's weird.
So that's The Hum, which you can download. It's free. And I would say, actually, it's a different way of wandering around Brighton. I think there's something like 15 locations where there's these recorded stories. And each time you do them, it'll be slightly different because what you're seeing and the people passing will be different. So it's very interesting.
So you actually managed to gather some audio from it, and you've spoken to some people on it. Brilliant. And we're going to hear that on Friday's show. Is that right?
Yes.
Great.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much to our reporters, Holly Simpson and Alicia Theobald, going to experience The Hum, and we'll hear their report on Friday. And a special thank you as well to Thameslink, who have been supporting our reporters.
Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.